streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, a Monday, and what a Monday it is, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. What a weekend. I mean, hockey, NBA, Phil Mickelson, soccer. If you love sports, it was one of the great TV weekends in a year. I mean, it was just a couple of years. It was absolutely fantastic. And Joy Taylor is joining me 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. I watched as much television outside of an NFL season as I have watched in years.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. The couch got a lot of usage.
Well, my house is being torn down, so I didn't have the couch. I laid in bed all weekend.
Either way.
Okay, so let's start. What do you make of this weekend? Does it matter? Does it not matter? Okay, let's just talk Lakers Suns. Let's start there. That's the biggest brand in the NBA. Laker fans, here's the reality with Anthony Davis. Celebrate when he's great and tolerate when he's not. That's who he is. The good news is I still like the Lakers, and the series is far from over. Of the many things LeBron James will go in the record books for, LeBron has won 60% of his playoff series when he lost the first game. All time, the NBA percentage is 21%, so he's three times better. Remember, the Suns were favored in this game. They're not favored in the series. They were favored yesterday. The Lakers are favored in the series. Why were they favored? Well, the Suns have been off for a week. They were the better rested team. They're younger, had a ton of energy. It was the first playoff game for Phoenix in 11 years. You could feel the intensity and the juice in the arena. Phoenix at home. This was a celebration of a once-proud franchise. Now the series simmers down. Both teams are equally rested. Chris Paul's not 100%. And Anthony Davis, who's never been highly motivated, just wildly talented, has always needed to be pushed and prodded. And he is, because he was so bad. We've all worked with an Anthony Davis in our life. Somebody that's super talented but doesn't have a ton of fire. You got to kind of light a fire under him, is the old saying. Well, Anthony Davis admitting after last night's game, yeah, I was terrible. I'm horrible. I'll be back. By the way, Anthony Davis, who was the best high school player in the country and then led Kentucky to a national championship as a freshman and has been marvelously talented forever, should never have the worst plus minus in any basketball game he ever plays in. He not only did, nobody was close. He was awful. But I do think he'll be the key factor going forward, and I think the Lakers win the series. Why? DeAndre Ayton's a very talented big for Phoenix. Suns are small, but he's only 23. I don't believe he's going to lock down AD for the series. And the Suns don't have a lot of bigs. Their backup center appears to be Dario Saric. I didn't know he was a center. 6'6 Jay Crowder's another one of their biggest guys. Listen, they're talented, but they're not big. And now Anthony Davis is motivated, which you have to poke and prod him and light a fire to get the best out of him. That's reality. But when you get to a playoff series, it's always been a book, not a pamphlet. Regular season, you're just handing out flyers. Not a lot of depth. Message isn't long. You look at a little tape. Team just flew into town. That's not what a playoff series is. A playoff series is a book with chapters. Every chapter can be different. And LeBron James has been in a lot of these playoff series, and Frank Vogel has been in a lot of these playoff series. So regular season, this happens all the time. But the idea that Phoenix is going to beat the Lakers four times in the next 10, 12 days, I don't buy it. I don't think they have the experience. I don't think they have the size, and that's okay. Nice win for Phoenix. They deserve it. I grew up, and the Phoenix Suns were fantastic. They beat my Sonics regularly. In fact, the last time I cried during sports may have been the Suns beating my Sonics with Paul Westphal and Alvin Adams, and may have been Connie Hawkins and Gar Hurd. And I forget who it was, but they were great for years. It's good to have them back. All right, so I want to talk about the Knicks. There's a lot to talk about, but I want to talk about the Knicks. I want to tell you a story. Is that, yeah, you know, you watch movies, and Hollywood, these big companies, right? Like, they put stars in movies. They put Robert Downey, you know, Tom Cruise, Denzel. They put stars in movies because that's supposed to attract us. But about 20 years ago, there was a movie called My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It was fantastic. And we only kind of knew one person in the movie. It was John Corbett, who had been kind of a big deal in another franchise called Sex and the City. And we didn't know anybody. We didn't know anybody. And I immediately, 10 minutes into the movie, fell in love with the family. How? I didn't have any connection to anybody. Because they were so vested in one another. They loved each other so much. They were so flawed. They were so ridiculous. And they cared about each other so much, it just poured through the screen. And you fell in love with this family. And in a weird way, that's the Knicks. They have one guy from a franchise we kind of know, Julius Randle for the Lakers. And then I'm sitting around deeply invested in a team full of guys I couldn't care less about. I got Alec Burks and Nerlens Noel and Reggie Bullock and an old Derrick Rose who doesn't even play the same way. And I've got Alfred Payton and Taj Gibson. Why do I care about the Knicks? I'm not from New York. I care about them because it's so easy to like people that are so vested in one another. They are so limited. This team is so limited, but they're my big, fat New York Knicks basketball team. That's what they are. That's the movie poster. They're not great. They're not Julius Randle's their best player. He was awful yesterday, and he's not a top 25 player. But yet the Knicks hung around against a clearly superior offensive team in Atlanta. It shouldn't have been that close. I mean, you're relying on Alec Burks to carry you yesterday. An old Derrick Rose. But it just goes to show, when you're all in, I've said this about our country, you're in one direction, you're defiant, you're coachable, you believe in one another, you can be completely limited. If you look at this roster, I mean, the Lakers got rid of Julius Randle. He was one of the first they got rid of. Forget Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart. Now, they shipped him off early. Can't hit threes. Just look at this roster before the season starts. We never think this is a playoff team. But they totally buy into Tom Thibodeau, who hasn't changed his expression once in 32 years in the NBA. And I buy into the Knicks. Now, yesterday, what happened? Well, Trae Young happened. He's the best player, most talented player on the floor. He's a great young player. Hit a basket, won the game. The key for the Knicks is don't get too high. Don't get too low. You've got a soul. The Knicks are something. They are something. They're not something great. They're not something with a high ceiling. But for Julius Randle to play as bad as he has played probably in a month and to hang around a much better team, it was great to see the Garden mostly jammed. The passion, there's a soul. They believe in one another. And I was here for it. The last eight Knick games, they've had five different leading scorers. And yesterday, it's Alec Burks. What? Wasn't he the guy in Utah that never panned out? Taj Gibson. I remember him more from the Bulls days. But it's great. I sat there and I'm like, why am I so into this team? They're not even pretty. They're not artistic. I mean, I get when you fall in love with Steph or Ja Morant. You fall in love. I mean, I get Dame Lillard. There's guys out there you're like, I can't take my eyes off him. You could take your eyes off the Knicks in 1 second. There's not a lot there. Trae Young, hard to take your eyes off of. But don't get too high. Don't get too low. This is exactly what the series is going to look like. It's going to go six or seven games. It's never going to be pretty. The Knicks are not built to be pretty. But when you're invested in each other, it is so easy to fall in love with a team or a family or a business. It was a really good watch.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need,
and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You have to be careful about overreacting to the opening game of playoff series. Now, it does help to win the opening game. It does matter that Atlanta went on the road and odds makers, the bookmakers, liked Atlanta to win this series. And it is big that they went on the road and beat the Knicks in their place in game one. It probably bodes well. But, you know, Knicks in Atlanta to me, Portland and Denver to me, those feel like 6-7 game series. One of them has to be a little troubling. So the Clippers at home lost to the Mavericks. Now, the Clippers are a better team. How do I know this? Because the Clippers won 47 games this year, okay? That's with Kawhi missing 20 games and Paul George missing 18. Two All-Stars missed a combined 38 games, and they still won 47 games. Dallas won 42, and that's with Luka, their star, playing almost every night, and Tim Hardaway, their third-best player, mostly playing every night, 70 to 72 games. The Clippers are the better team. They won more games, missing their stars. They were at home. This should be fairly easy work. Dallas's best player is a kid. The Clippers' two best players are veterans. They've been in multiple playoff series. Dallas is also a bad defensive team, 20th. Rarely does a bad defensive team beat an excellent defensive team in the playoffs. The Clippers, two stars, both great defensive players, Kawhi and Paul George, missed 38 combined games, and they still finished top eight in the league in defense. So I have a more experienced team. I have a significantly better defensive team. I have a young team that's led by a kid that just knocked him off. Yes, there is reason to worry. Once again, the Clippers were awful down the stretch. Last 6.5 minutes, they were terrible. They were at home. This is the matchup they actually wanted. Remember, they bailed the last weekend. They sat all their stars because they wanted Dallas. By the way, Kawhi and Paul George were rested. This is also the game. The Lakers being down 0-1 is not the Clippers being down 0-1. Okay, Lakers were on the road. Okay, Clippers were at home. And the Clippers, off last year's disastrous bubble performance, this was the game to redeem themselves. This is why Ty Lue said, we want our guys healthy, we want them rested. Okay, here it is. What? 6.5 minutes left. Paul George said after the game, it's no big deal. I don't feel any pressure. Here is Paul George after the loss.
We expect to play better. We expect to be more dialed in game two. We're not looking at it as just because of who we have. We're expected to win. And we got the same pressure as every team that's in this. It all comes down to who's the last team standing. And that's just the pressure every team goes through. It's no different than how we're approaching this. We got to be better for game two. And, I plan on this team bouncing back.
It is not the same. Twice last year in the bubble. Just last year, the Lakers were down 0-1 and won a series. The Lakers have a history of overcoming, of winning championships. The Clippers do not. And I said this last week. There is a weight on the Clippers' shoulders, and it just got heavier. Steve Ballmer's the owner. Temperamental, big voice, high energy, really smart and demanding. Okay? He did not pay double for this franchise, what the reported value is, for two quick playoff exits with stars. And I said this last week. We've all had somebody in our family. We've worked with somebody where they walk in the room and everybody gets a little tense. Everybody's a little tense. There's a lot of pressure. This is the biggest staff in the NBA. It's the highest compensated. There's people on this executive staff with the Clippers 2 and 3 and 4 down that are making like way more than the NBA average. Steve Ballmer pays his people well, but he demands production. And this does not feel like everybody else. Miami's down 0-1. So what? They got to the finals. Pat Riley's got a trophy room. Eric Spoelstra's got multiple trophies. Heat being down as a slight underdog 0-1 is not the Clippers as a favorite at home with two-star veterans off a lousy bubble being down 0-1. I don't buy it's all feels good. Nothing to see here. I think there's a lot to see, and it's potentially trouble.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Golf's been trying to sell me since Jack Nicklaus sort of wandered close to retirement. They've been trying to sell me on the next thing. And two guys get me to a TV set. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. For different reasons. Kobe Bryant scored 60 points in his last game. The greats still possess greatness. They just can't give it to you nightly. And golf and sports is always sort of in a hurry to push the new thing and get rid of the old thing. But if you watch that gallery with Phil Mickelson yesterday, nothing against a lot of guys on the tour, but it doesn't look like that. Massive crowds for Phil Mickelson, who at 50 years old becomes the oldest player to win a major, the PGA Championship. He's also got three Masters. He's familiar and he's comfortable. It's why we're on our ninth iteration of Fast and Furious. It's why we've had seven different Batmans. It's why there's been 26 James Bond movies. It's why The Office and Friends and Seinfeld get hundreds of millions of dollars from these streaming services. People like comfortable, and Phil Mickelson is completely comfortable. He takes us back. I got nothing against Bryson DeChambeau. Have another 16-egg omelet, your 13th protein shake of the day. But he doesn't make me feel the way Tiger Woods winning the Masters a few years ago did, or the way Phil Mickelson makes me feel. You know, I always said this about Trump. He wasn't my cup of tea, but he did make a big chunk of America feel a certain way. It's not a way I feel, and it's not something I appreciated. But if you want to be a successful politician or you want to be a big brand, make me feel something. Don't try to lecture me on this or lecture me on that or convince me on this. When I watch Phil Mickelson, I see a guy that has blown majors. He's totally vulnerable. He used to rely on talent. He wasn't in very good shape, to be honest with you, in his 20s and 30s. Now he looks like that's the best shape he's been in. The tournaments mean more. He knows he didn't have a ton left in the tank. In fact, I read this morning. He had not been registered as a top 20 player in 9 months. He couldn't make cuts. So all I know is I sat there on my bed, not my couch, because my house is getting, you know, redone and blown up and whatever, termites now, I found out yesterday. Whatever it is, Phil makes me feel some way.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Here we go.
Where Colin was right.
I warned you all last week about the Clippers' late game issues. They look like a bunch of talented guys at the YMCA that have never played together. The last 6 minutes against Dallas, a reminder, Dallas is a poor defensive team. The last 6 minutes, the Clippers were 2 of 12 and 0 for 7 on threes. This is a problem. This was the redeem game. It's just they brought in Rondo to fix this. Because I live in Los Angeles, the Clippers, all their games are on, and I see a lot of Clippers basketball. This is a bad late game basketball team. They'll blow you out from time to time, but if it's close, the fact that Dallas's defense gave them issues is a problem.
Where Colin was wrong.
What's fair is fair. I got to give credit to Chris Middleton of the Bucks. He hit a big shot. Now, my problem with Chris is always he's not a great player. He's a very good player. His career average is, you know, like 17. He's about a 19-point-a-game guy. Last year, without Drew Holiday, they needed him to be great. He's good. So when you ask a player to step up a level that he's not, you're disappointed. But he is a shot maker. And now that's what they need him to be. He's their third best player, and he's very valuable because you cannot trust Giannis at the free throw line to hit a three. Yesterday, he couldn't even hit twos. So this is what Middleton can do. He can hit shots. Don't ask him to be a number two and drop 32 a night. That's not what he's going to do in the playoffs. But he can hit shots, and he deserves credit because I've been banging on him for years.
Where Colin was right?
About half dozen times a year, I say, sports is actually now mostly dominated by old guys. Saban, Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, LeBron James, Andy Reid. Now it's Phil Mickelson. Careers last longer than ever now because you can spend money, easier to stay in shape, and Mickelson looked like the best shape he's been in at 50 for a long time. It was a wonderful moment. I know we always want to bury the old guys, but there is something embraceable about what I saw yesterday. The old guys can still be great. Not every week and not every night and not every golf tournament. But when they want to bring it, they can be the best in field.
Where Colin was wrong.
I would have voted Chris Paul first or second in my All-Star or in my MVP ballot. He didn't even get nominated. He wasn't even one of the three nominees. It went to Steph Curry. It went to Joel Embiid, who missed 21 games, and it went to Jokic. I don't know. First of all, Chris Paul played 70 of 72 games. Second of all, even yesterday when he hurt his shoulder and could not shoot, his value being on the floor is so substantial. He's a great defender. He shows up every night. His leadership skills late in games. How is Phoenix this good late in games with all these kids? They're good because of Chris Paul late. They weren't the previous 11 years. I got nothing against Steph, but you got to kind of make the playoffs for me to think you're an MVP, and the Warriors weren't really good this year. So I have missed on Chris Paul. I find that NBA voters prefer the story or the stats over the word valuable, so Chris Paul gets snubbed.
Where Colin was right?
Maybe it's because I worked in Portland, but does everybody understand how good Dame Lillard is? If he played in San Francisco, New York, L.A., he would be the toast of the league. You know, there's only one other player in the history of the NBA that has won a series on a last-second shot twice. Dame and Michael Jordan. First of all, he may be, along with Steph, the best pure shooter in the league. He may be the best clutch player in the league. I mean, but the NBA just buries him. Their game Saturday night was on at 10:30 Eastern. That's when it started, on a Saturday night. Yeah, everybody in New York's hanging around a TV set at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. He is a remarkable closer. I mean, honestly, I say, outside of Steph, one shot to win any game, I take him over LeBron. I take Giannis, Embiid, there are, even Chris Paul, one shot to win a game. Ice in his veins, as clutch as anybody the league has had shooting a basketball late in the last decade.
Where Colin was wrong.
I was a Zion guy over a Ja Morant guy, but I will say this. This kid is insane. And also, it is a guard league. The hand check is gone. Ja Morant can get to the basket anytime he wants against anybody. You can't defend him. He carried his team to the playoffs this year. He carried him into the playoff game last year. And as much as I like Zion, he's nowhere to be found the last 2 years. Friday night at Golden State, the kid was sensational. The world's watching him, right? 35, 5 for 10 on threes, and he outplayed Steph. Now, he was just more efficient than Steph was. So I'm a Zion guy. Zion's personality, the strength in which he plays, feels like a face of the league. But in turn, you know, Jaws had no injury, so I don't have to worry about the injury thing. And the other thing is, he's a true point. When you're a true point, you control the, it's a quarterback. You control the tempo of the entire game. The kid is just, he is, I think as Chris Broussard said an hour ago, he's Westbrook, but plays more under control, has a better feel for the game than Westbrook. I know I'm banging on Westbrook, but the kid's really a natural point. Westbrook's just a great athlete.
Where Colin was right.
Greg Popovich and Greg Popovich's ego, nowhere to be found in the playoffs. He refuses to evolve. You got to shoot threes. You got to. I mean, it's a reality. It's no longer a running league in the NFL. you got to pass the ball 50% of the time because that's what the Andy Reids do. That's what the good teams do. That's what the Bruce Arians do. That's what the Sean Paytons do. 7 years, no titles. 3 years, no relevance. They gave Kawhi away in a trade. Why? Because Popovich was upset the way Kawhi wouldn't buy into his system. I've said this before. Tony La Russa, Bobby Knight, the old guys that stay relevant, like Nick Saban, evolve. Mike Krzyzewski evolves. If you fall in love with yourself or your system, you'll get irrelevant really fast in sports. And that's what Pop and the Spurs are now.
Where Colin was right.
The Patriots signed quarterback Brian Hoyer. Translation, Jarrett Stidham is out. Cam, Mac Jones, and Brian Hoyer will be the rotation. Nothing against Jarrett Stidham, the Auburn kid, but he wasn't great in college. Every ESPN analyst kept I know ESPN's based up near the Patriots headquarters, kept telling me, oh, practice. Oh, there's a lot. And I kept saying, I watched him in college. He's okay. They do decent size, okay arm. But I have this theory, and it's on Jordan Love, too. If you can't practice with a football team for a year, and I don't hear a buzz about you, you don't got it. You are hearing a buzz about Mahomes. Peter Schrager was telling me about Patrick Mahomes a year before he played. You heard a buzz about Garoppolo. You heard, oh, this kid Garoppolo. If you can practice for a year, and I hear nothing, I see nothing, there is nothing.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Derek Harper, his number 12 jersey has been retired by the Dallas Mavericks. He could do it all. He was a two-time all-defensive player, still leads the Mavericks all-time in steals. He could score. He still leads them all-time in assists. And he had a wonderful career. He played for the Knicks. He played for over a decade with the Mavs. He's now a broadcaster for the Dallas Mavericks, and he joins us live. So let's just talk about those Dallas Mavericks, Derek, because I think they're not yet a great defensive team, and yet with 6 minutes to go in that Clipper game, they made key stops. And I said, of all those game ones, a lot of them don't feel like they mean a lot. But for a young team, that this is a confidence builder. I thought it was a substantial win for the Mavericks and a disheartening loss for the Clippers. What was your takeaway in their late game performance?
I kind of agree with your sentiments, Colin, when you start talking about game one. I think the game was more important for Dallas than the Clippers, mainly because I just think the Mavericks, to your point, they want to build some momentum, some confidence as a basketball team. And I think still in game one did that. Obviously, Luka is all world when it comes to the game at this stage in his career. But collectively, Dallas was a better team on both sides of the basketball. And they put a lot of pressure, Colin, if you would, on the Clippers, a team that I think everybody is waiting to see whether or not they can handle the pressure of the playoffs. They had a debacle finish last year with Kawhi and Paul George. And I really feel like Dallas is playing with house money and can beat the Clippers. That simple for me.
You know, it's interesting. When you watch the Clippers late in possessions or late in games, they have struggled now for 2 years. We know they have the talent. But if you were coaching the Clippers, how do you turn around their late game woes?
You know, Colin, I would tell them not to give a you know what. I think the guys like Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, they listen to the noise, and you can almost care too much sometimes as a go-to superstar player. You care to the point where you're worried about what people are going to say, what they're going to think about you at some juncture and throughout the series. And I don't think LeBron gives us a heck what people say. I don't think Kyrie Irving cares. Kevin Durant, they don't care. So they go out, and I think it frees them up to be themselves. You know, you can do it for three quarters, but what basketball in the NBA comes down to, especially, Colin, during the playoffs, is quality possessions, whether or not you can execute, get what you want on both sides of the ball. And so far, the Clippers hadn't been able to do that. They blamed a lot of it on Doc Rivers' system. Doc is a good friend of mine, and I respectfully agree with it then. I respectfully disagree with it now. I think guys like Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, this is why you were paid the big bucks. This is why you need to find a way to step up and make a difference this time of the year. No question about it.
Now, I don't feel the same way, Derek, about the Lakers. First of all, the Suns were more rested. They were at home. It just felt like you could feel the 11 years of no playoffs. This was the biggest game in Phoenix in over a decade. And I kind of felt like, the Lakers just kind of walked into a no-win situation. Are you worried, though? Anthony Davis, it's funny. Some guys are talented. Some guys are just motivated without talent. You know, the late Kobe Bryant was motivated and talented. I always feel with AD that you got to light a fire under him about three times a month. And does that worry you that he kind of sleepwalks through big portions of games and series?
You know, Colin, it doesn't worry me. I played for the Lakers for 1 year. I played against them throughout my career, so I'm not gonna make any bones about it. I hope the Lakers lose against the Phoenix Suns. Monty Williams is a great friend of mine. I played with him in New York. And when it comes to AD, why should you have to light a fire under a guy that's an All-Pro, All-NBA basketball player that most people think is a top 10 player in this league? I think once you get to the playoffs, you should be self-motivated as a team. And you should go out and you should set the example that's needed to be. I think a bigger problem for these guys is just the cohesion. Injuries will slow you down as a team. And they're clearly slowed the Lakers down somewhat. LeBron is not 100%. Anthony Davis missed 30-plus games with an Achilles problem throughout the year. And I don't think basketball is a game this time of the year that you can just turn on and turn off like a light switch. And the pressure, as AD alluded to, the pressure is solely on him to find a way to be better, to play better. They're playing a very energetic team, and I think that's the worst matchup for a Laker team that has dealt with a lot of shortcomings as far as injuries are concerned.
You know, back in the 94 finals, you were one of the most dependable Knicks scorers when you guys played the Rockets. You guys lost in seven games.
Yes, sir.
But it's funny, if you even go back to Walt Frazier, who was like a seven-time defensive,
my favorite player of all time.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
Now, he may have been cool, and he had a nice jumper, but he was about defense, and then Pat Riley's teams were about defense, and this team's about defense. So when I watch the Knicks, they do take me back, to a bygone era. Yeah. This is what they've always been. Even the Willis Reed, Walt Frazier team was really about defense. They are so limited offensively, Derek. How far can they go?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I think to answer that question is they got the right matchup, because I think these teams are really evenly matched when you start talking about what they do as a team, both offensively and defensively. It took the youngster, Trey Young, down the stretch to make a huge shot getting to the rim and finishing off the Knicks. But I don't think that there's a lot of pressure on New York. They're kind of playing with house money as well.
Yeah.
Coach Thibodeau has this team believing in themselves as a defensive team. And Derrick Rose and Julius Randle, I think they can make enough baskets and create enough offense late in games where the Knicks will stay in this series. I suspect that this series will go seven games, and I think it'll be anybody's series to win. But I just think defense for the Knicks has to be the front of what they do. It has to set the tone for them as a team. And, you get in close games, all it takes is a bucket here and a bucket there, a stop here and a stop there, and you can find yourself successful. So I like the Knicks' chances. I love my time in New York, and I'm rooting for the Knicks.
You know, it's interesting. We know James Harden, Kyrie, and Kevin are three of the top four or five offensive players in the league. It's interesting. Not only are Kyrie and Harden great finishers and great players, but in the history of the NBA, I'm not sure there's ever been a backcourt with two guys that can get their own shot anytime they want. I mean, Klay Thompson's more of a catch-and-shoot guy. Gale Goodrich was a guy that, for the Lakers, Jerry could create his own shot. Gale was more catch-and-shoot. I look at these two and I think, do you ever worry about Brooklyn that backcourt is so damn talented, points come so easy, that in crisis, in close games, it could be a problem.
I don't think so. I just think greatness, the greatness that they have, you're talking Harden, you're talking about James Harden and Kyrie Irving in the backcourt, and then you have KD, probably the best player in the league, pound for pound, if you look at what he brings as an offensive player. I don't worry about that. I worry more about their focus, especially Kyrie sometimes. I worry more about whether or not they can defend. You know, Boston is not going to put a lot of resistance up. As far as the worst Brooklyn is going to play was game one.
Yeah.
I think things get better for the Nets. I don't think they're going to fall down and not play. They're not going to play like they played the other night. They're going to be better. They're going to be more focused. They're going to be more, you know, tied together, if you would, as a team. And Boston is just shorthanded and don't have enough to handle what Brooklyn is. But moving forward, when they start to face Philly and they play the Milwaukee Bucks, Colin, that's when you can concern yourself a little bit, because there's more defense, there's more manpower on those other top Eastern Conference teams that can challenge the Nets. But I think the Nets is going to win the Nets, barring any injury and staying healthy. I think they're going to win the championship. It's just that simple, because they can look at each other and turn a switch on the offensive end of the floor. Not overall, but they can certainly get hot at the right time and, you know, go on the kind of runs that it takes to win a championship.
By the way, you do Mavs games, so you see Luka every night, and you played 16 years in the NBA. You were a former first round pick.
Yes, sir.
Does Luka even remind you of anybody you played with or against in your career?
You know, we're always trying to compare people, right?
Yeah.
They try to compare you to Skip Bayless and different people, right, on the air. And I love Skip, but I'm a Colin Cowherd fan to the end. Luka is Luka, man. And the one thing that the biggest compliment I can pay this kid, man, he's just in his third year. And when Luka faces the best players in the league, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, James Harden, Kevin Durant, he plays his best basketball.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a guy that's waiting. He's waiting to seize the moment of an opportunity to out-duel the best in the league. And I don't think you can take that kind of stuff for granted. He's not afraid of the moment. The only thing you can question about Luka is his shot selection sometimes. I think it's very difficult even for him as a player. But, man, when it's time to strap him up and put him on and walk down the alley, I'll take Luka Doncic against anybody in the NBA. He was my MVP. I know Jokic is probably going to win it, but I just think what Luka is as a player, you can't duplicate it. I don't care how great the other guys are.
Yeah. Derek, I love having you on the show. Anytime you're in L.A., you just come here, sit in the chair. We'd love to have you in the studio, man. Thanks, Derek.
I would love to, Colin. Take care, brother.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.